and welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm James and I host the studio at Marketing Showcase events up and down the UK, where we get the chance to chat to experts from, well, every element of the marketing world about what they're working on, along with the latest trends in marketing, what's really working for them and what's not, their wins and their challenges, and lots, lots more.
Hello, my name's Alexis Wilkie. I'm the Associate Director at Herd Digital, which is a recruitment agency based in Liverpool.
What's the world of recruitment like at the moment?
Roller coaster, lots of ups and downs.
That's what I hear everyone saying, that it's just so changeable.
Literally. I've done this job 12 and a half years. I'd say, being super honest, last year was the hardest it's been.
Right.
It's picking up now. Companies are hiring. If you go on LinkedIn, you can see people being made redundant everywhere, but there's still a need for recruiters, because without going into pitch mode, we're finding candidates that aren't actively looking for a job, and they're the ones that have been kept because they're the best at what they do.
Yeah. So how have things changed then over the last kind of 2-3 years? Because I know this is a cliche thing to say, but COVID did change everything, didn't it, when it comes to recruitment and just what people want out of their employment and their workplace and all that kind of stuff. How have you seen things change over the last kind of 2-3 years?
Yeah, it's been crazy. So obviously COVID was a really difficult time for a lot of businesses. Lots of people lost jobs. It was a difficult time. But on the back of that, you got businesses adapt. Remote working, I don't need to talk about that. But what's probably changed the most has been the power. So after COVID, when there was the boom, the candidates had a lot of the power. Now that the job market isn't as hot, I do feel like a lot of the companies that are hiring have got that power, and they're saying, come back to the office, because I'm an advocate for people working remote if you can be productive.
Yeah.
In the perfect storm after COVID, where everyone's making loads of money, it's very easy to be productive when you're working from home. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely, I believe, an advantage to businesses having an office environment where people can learn and develop. The other thing I'm seeing, Jane, AI, we've got to talk about it. A lot of businesses that I speak recruit for are marketing agencies, and I've spoke to the CEO of some of the biggest media agencies in the world, and they all say the same thing, which is that in the future, a lot of the heavy lifting admin tasks are going to be either outsourced to another country where it's cheaper, or tech's going to replace it. So literally, I don't know if you've heard of Smartly. They're not one of my clients, but it's a tech company for buying social ads. The CEO of a global network agency told me that that's the future of media agencies. It's all in tech. So as a recruiter who normally recruits for SEO execs and SEO managers and PPC executives, I'm having to think, okay, are these jobs going to exist in 3, 4, 5 years' time? Probably not. But actually, if you look at the job that any marketer does today, what they do day to day didn't exist 5 years ago. But I am starting to try and build a pool of candidates and help recruit in other areas such as data, software engineering for marketing. And then the other area that I'm seeing a really big need for is people who've got the personality and the soft skills to be able to keep clients, win clients and grow clients. So it's not necessarily all about being the best person at setting up and optimizing campaigns anymore.
Mm. This is such an interesting time to be having this conversation, because I reckon if we did this again in a year and then again in 2 years, it would all be different. Because
yeah,
you're right, at the moment, a lot of this is predictions, isn't it? It's like, what do you think will happen? Like, you know, you mentioned about those SEO jobs. Will they still be around in 2-3 years' time? It's just so difficult to tell. But there will be jobs of some description, won't there? Because there always has been. This is a real kind of like top level, headline level sort of question, really. But as a recruiter, are you viewing AI as being a good thing, or is it something that you're a bit afraid of?
Can I say both? I think it's a great thing. And in the long term, I think it's going to be great for everyone. In an ideal world, everyone will have to work less,
yeah,
and have a decent, better standard of living.
Yeah.
But short term, I can predict that it's going to have a lot of challenges. Mm-hmm. It's already making my life easier.
Yeah.
I massively overthink writing an email. Don't need to do that anymore.
Just click a button, let me do it for you.
Yeah. So there's lots of different things there. But I guess from a recruitment perspective, as a recruiter who relies on companies hiring to have an income and to pay for my kids, I wouldn't be human if I wasn't a little bit worried. But the positive thing from that is that probably there will still be jobs, but they're going to be more senior jobs.
Right.
Maybe higher salaries, higher fees. My worry, is that you say it's predictions at the moment, what companies are doing about the lower level jobs. I don't think it is, because I've spoken to people who are, their whole job is to try and get rid of the lower level jobs and either outsource them abroad or use tech to automate them.
Right.
So it's happening. But the worry is that, especially in the UK, if those jobs don't exist anymore, fast forward 3 or 4 years' time, and you want someone to manage the people in another country delivering the work or to manage the tech,
yeah.
But you've not hired any graduates and trained them up, who's going to do that?
Yeah.
So that's the unknown.
I've heard other people say similar kind of stuff, which is those kind of more junior positions. That's kind of where the worry lies, yeah. In terms of the ones that could quite easily go. But the problem is every senior member of staff was a junior member of staff at some point. People don't leave university and jump straight into senior roles. Like, it just doesn't really happen. So that's going to be really fascinating.
Yeah, I think even to the point, like my daughter's ready to go to secondary school in a couple of years. We're looking at schools. And a few years ago, I was thinking, I want to go to the best school where she's going to get the best maths and science grades. Now I'm thinking maybe a creative school where she's going to develop her personality, her soft skills, her confidence is going to enable her to stand out, because yeah. The computer's probably going to be able to do a lot of that for them.
Do you have any other predictions for kind of recruitment, just the world of work as we move forward?
I don't know if it's a prediction or a hope.
Okay, hope's good.
But I do believe that in the future, the four-day working week is going to come standard.
Okay.
You see it everywhere. The companies that try it, the countries that try it, it seems to work. I'm saying this partly because my boss is going to hear it.
is there an element of wishful thinking going
there,
on?
There is, but actually, if you can find...
That's a great point, though, right. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely, there are countries that are making it work, and I think there are even businesses in the UK who are quite vocal about the fact that they're making it work. So, yeah, that would be really interesting to see how that pans out. Awesome. Well, thank you for your time. It's been really good to chat. I actually do quite fancy revisiting this in 12 months. We can come back here to Liverpool and see where things are and how true those kind of, you know, predictions or early stages of something that might be already baked in are kind of playing out. So, yeah, let's do it again.
Brilliant. Awesome. Enjoyed
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.